Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
Hey, you. It's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one. We're talking about these staycation setups. Can we all say good morning to Kate?
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Quarantine, using Lysol like sunscreen.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, try to lighten up the mood. Obviously, I'm not doing a good job of that. So what's going on with Henry? Is it your boyfriend or?
Yeah, so I've been with my boyfriend for about a year. Things have been perfectly fine. Like, we don't really ever fight. We don't really have problems. He does have an ex that's still in our circle of friends, but they, when they split up, it was on friendly terms. So she started seeing somebody else, and so everything was pretty normal. I didn't really feel like she was a problem.
Is she kind of your friend now, too?
Yeah, I mean, we were friendly with each other. Like, it was not like a bad breakup.
Fair.
Okay. You know, so we all kind of hung out with the same people. But recently, I've felt like it's become a problem. So I was talking with him about just like what was going on in his day and in general. And he mentioned that his ex, London, had called him a few times recently within the past year, just to kind of like see, catch up and vent. And she had mentioned to him that she missed him. And oh, that bothered me. He told me that he told her that he was happy with me and that they weren't getting back together. But still, I was, like, pretty upset about it, super uncomfortable. So I asked him if he could block her number and just so she couldn't call him or contact him anymore.
Uh-huh.
And he refused. He downright said he wouldn't do it because she was a good person and she doesn't deserve that. And I was hurt because he wouldn't do it for me. He said that he wanted to be there if she ever needed something. So
okay,
I flipped out on him, obviously, and he said that I was just being over dramatic and there was nothing there, that he loves me, I don't have to worry about it. But I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about the fact that he wouldn't block her, and he was just talking about how she's a good person, and to be honest with you, I don't really trust him.
So
we've been together for a year.
He doesn't block her. And that's one thing. I mean, okay, but like, have you noticed anything else that's been really strange in the relationship? Has he been more distant, or maybe has he been hiding his phone from you?
I mean, trust hasn't really been an issue until now. So I guess there are certain things that I didn't really look for in the past, and now I'm kind of starting to notice, like, when we're sitting with our phones, like, he'll put his phone down, face down. So if it goes off, I can't see it, and it's on silent all the time. He always takes his phone with him everywhere. And he just kind of, you know, like, I can't see his friends on Facebook, that kind of stuff. But it was stuff I never questioned in the past.
Wait, what? You can't see his friends on Facebook? Why can't you see his friends on Facebook?
Yeah, so, like, you know, when you go and, like, look at someone's friends list to see who they're friends with, like, it's hidden.
Ooh, that's the one right there that I would be.
That's a huge detail.
Is wow. It?
That's definitely interesting, but I don't know. I mean, I think you have a really good point. If this is your relationship and you're not comfortable with the ex saying, hey, I miss you, I miss how things were, and he won't cut her out of his life, that'd be a big red flag for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got so defensive about it, too, and that's why I don't understand. Because I'm like, if you don't talk to her anymore, I'm your girlfriend, that's not your girlfriend anymore, why would
right.
you not do it, even if you know that it makes me feel better?
Right.
Here's the thing with that, though, Kate. I mean, if it was an amicable breakup and you guys are in the same circle of friends, I can kind of understand as a guy why he would be like, I don't want to make it awkward, especially if the girl's a nice girl.
She made it awkward.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here because maybe he just feels bad for her.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really trust him. No.
All right. You know, I think we have enough to go on. Let's just do the staycation setup. Kate, I believe you're familiar. We're going to call up Henry. Anisha's going to pretend he's a front desk clerk at a hotel. Offer him a free romantic. He's going to specify romantic hotel stay. And you're going to ask that one important question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
What's his ex-girlfriend's name again, Kate?
London.
London. Ooh.
If you guys bring up a list,
No list. That's just a fancy. That's a fancy name. That's a little...
Hard to forget. Pretty name.
Yeah.
You guys, we're here for Kate right
totally,
now.
Totally. Totally here for Kate. The hell with London. I'm never even going to visit London, Kate.
Honestly, like, I just want her out of, like, my life, to be honest. But whatever.
Yeah. It's tough trusting girls named after cities. I get it. You know what? We're going to call up Henry and find out what the hell's going on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's the Morning Mess. Staycation setup up next. Hey, it's the Morning Mess here, rocking with you this morning with the staycation setup. We had spoke to Miss Kate, and she let us know that she has suspicions of her man and cheating on the relationship. He still has a friendship with his ex-girl named London. And Kate, you've read messages that basically her telling him that she still misses him and where they were in life and such?
Yeah, they broke up a while ago. We've been together for like a year, but she contacted him a few times in the past year just to kind of like vent and say her problems and to catch up. And she did mention that she misses him. And when I confronted him about it, he just said it was completely innocent, but he refuses to block her on social media. And so at this point, I just don't really trust either of them.
And I can't blame you one bit because there's really nothing innocent about an ex hitting you up saying, I miss you.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that just because what if she misses the friendship or she misses having
it's
a person
still
to
inappropriate.
Talk to?
I don't know.
I just feel like they have that romantic relationship, so you can't make it friendly after that.
Okay. Well, enough said. The important thing is you're uncomfortable with it. You think he's cheating, and that's what we're here for. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. God willing, he doesn't say London. He says you, Kate, and we can all laugh at this and laugh at you for being insecure in your relationship. Wow. And then we keep it moving and tackle this 2020 situation, right? Are we ready, Kate?
Yep.
Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Henry?
Yeah, this is Henry.
Oh, hi, Henry. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. I'm calling with really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package, and I was calling to see if we could confirm those details and also congratulate you because you are the grand prize winner.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is this really free, though? Like, I don't want to give you my credit card or anything.
This is truly a free weekend stay, so the good part about this is there's no deposits, fees, or taxes. The only thing you'd have to pay for is room service, but that's optional.
Yeah, I guess that sounds great.
Well, I have a few questions I need to get answered, and then we can have you all set to go. So, Henry, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start this off by giving a personalized note to your guest of honor, and I wanted to see if you had like a special message you'd like to leave in that personal note, maybe set the mood for your weekend.
Yeah, you know what, could you put I missed you too?
Yeah, I have that down. Now my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Yeah, her name is London, like the city.
Are you serious right now?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. It's Kate, your girlfriend.
Ooh-wee. All right, so Henry, legally, we got to let you know really quick. You're live on the radio with the Morning Mess. Your girl, Kate, called our show this morning to
what?
See if you were cheating, and obviously you are.
Are you kidding me, Katie? What the f*** are you doing?
Don't even f***ing start with me, honestly. Like, you love me, you want to be with me, I have nothing to worry about. That's bullshit.
This right here? this is why I can't stand you. You're always going crazy over nothing.
Wow.
I was going crazy over nothing? You were trying to stay in a hotel with your ex.
We're just friends. I thought it'd be nice. You know, she's like going through a lot right now.
It seems like you want to go through her wardrobe. Seems like it's going on. Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit, and you are the definition, Henry. We're not going to deal with this, are we, Kate?
No.
We're just friends, okay? We're just friends. I just thought it'd be a nice friend.
We ain't dealing with that in 2020, huh, Kate? Maybe 2019. That was stupid, Kate. Not nowadays, Kate. Let him know.
I'm not dealing with this, honestly.
Because it's just friendly. I'm just trying to do something nice for, like...
You stay in a hotel with your ex? I'm going to go and stay in a hotel with all my guy exes. Woo! And see if you like it.
I seen that on the Hub one day. That was uncomfortable.
I'm done with it. You can go and stay with whoever the you want.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, Henry, you really are trying to convince her, let alone all of us, that I told you this was a romantic weekend stay. I told you it was a penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. And you're really trying to tell us that this was a friendly thing. How long have you been talking to your ex?
We've been talking for a long time because we're just friends. Like, we just, you know, I'm just there for her.
Okay, Mr. Stutter. No, you're not. Because I tried giving you the benefit of the doubt when she first told us that this girl missed you and y'all were friends. And I really thought that maybe, just maybe, you were being a good guy. But you're clearly not a good guy. You miss her, too. And you miss her in the ways that you shouldn't.
Kate, do you have any last words?
No, bye.
Okay. Henry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just
want to let you know that I just want to make sure that you're there. That way I can hang up on you. Here we go.
What?
Ms. Kate.
Hi.
We're not doing that this year, are we, Kate?
No. I'm so pissed beyond belief, but honestly, like, I'm relieved. He's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm just over it at this point. So, I found out what I needed to know.
How are we moving forward, Kate? How are we moving forward? Who are we talking to? Who are we calling?
I got a lisp.
You got a lisp? That's all right. If you got a lisp, there's guys that don't mind that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even worried about it.
All right, I'm going to get you some counseling services, girl. I'm going to hook you up with that real quick. Just hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Thanks.
You're so rude, Joey.
What? I seriously love her.
God.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.